5 years after the case of baby Gammy was revealed in Thailand, a disturbingly similar commercial surrogate case has been uncovered in Ukraine. It's the story of baby Bridget, whose birth was arranged by an American couple via a surrogacy agency in the capital, Kiev. But when she was born prematurely and with disabilities, she was left behind. Now, an investigation by ABC's Foreign Correspondent Program has found her in a state-run children's home in Ukraine's southeast. Europe correspondent Samantha Hawley has this exclusive report.
With surrogacy banned in Thailand and India, Ukraine is the new go-to place for Australians desperate for a family. Pamela Hardy, a cervical cancer survivor, couldn't carry her own child. But with her husband, Yon, they now have baby Quinn, born via a surrogate in Kiev.
We've had a great experience with our agency, with our clinic, with the hospital, with our surrogate. So we would definitely recommend Ukraine for people who cannot have kids, and this is the only way that they can have their own.
But the good cases can't hide the bad or the ugly. After months of investigation, Foreign Correspondent will expose the case of baby Bridget, who was born prematurely and gravely ill in February 2016. Her twin brother died at birth. An American couple, 39-year-old Matthew Etnier and 61-year-old Ermgard Pagan, commissioned her birth via a commercial surrogacy arrangement. When she was 5 months old, the couple, with the knowledge of the US Embassy in Kiev, asked for Bridget's life support to be turned off. When she was almost two and very much alive, they issued a second letter giving consent for her adoption, although it was not legally recognised under Ukrainian law. The program finds the now three-year-old Bridget in an overcrowded children's home in the southeast of the country. Nurse Marina Boyko cared for her while she languished in a state hospital for 2.5 years and still visits her up to 4 times a week. You can't judge a child as soon as it's born, she says, adding that if she met the Americans, she would tell them they have an amazing daughter. Personally, for me, she is the best, most beautiful, most joyous, most intelligent child that can ever exist. I simply love her. I can't say anything more. Foreign correspondent contacted the American couple who live in California, and while Mr. Etnier denied none of the allegations put to him, he didn't want to be interviewed for the program and provided no comment. But Ukraine's children's ombudsman, Nikola Kuleba, is highly critical. Perhaps they thought the child would die, but at least they could have kept in touch. No one stopped them from checking whether the child was alive. He also reveals that Bridget is not the only child he knows about to have been left in Ukraine by foreign couples. Well, I can name up to 10 cases, he says, and these are the ones I'm aware of. I can only assume there are instances that we don't know about. Baby Bridget is stateless, as her parents did not seek American citizenship, and she is not considered a Ukrainian. This is Samantha Hawley in Kiev, reporting for AM.